The first coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 2-0 in conference and 3-2 overall and play at Minnesota on Saturday, an 11 a.m. game to appear on BTN. And in conference news, safety Godwin Igwe-Buke was named the Big Ten Defensive Player and Freshman of the Week. Coach, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Adam. Great to be with you.
Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Right to questions, please.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go ahead and open it up to questions from the media.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Austin Wood with ESPN.com.
Hey, Fitz. Seems like you guys might need to get another statue ready for a freshman, right?
Funny, Austin.
When you have guys like this, you know, they're coming in, they're getting their first start. It's been a couple times now. How is it that you're able to get these guys ready and go out and perform when they've never done it before?
Yeah, you know, I really believe it it has, you know, I'm not trying to minimize coaching. It has very little to do with us and everything to do with how you prepare. And, you know, I don't know if you saw the post-game stuff with Godwin, and he said it again today in the team meeting. You know, he prepared last week like he's never prepared in his life for a football game. And, you know, that's one of our objectives every week is to consistently prepare. And I think that's really hard on young people, especially in the, you know, Twitter sphere and all this other nonsense that we have that are distractions to the guys. They've got to focus and they've got to put in the time. And frankly, most of that's outside of the 20 hours. It's got to be on their own. And we can't make them do it. And, you know, I'm not going to back away from what made me a great player. I sacrificed greatly with my teammates. And, you know, we try to teach our guys how to do that. So from a structural standpoint, we teach our guys that. But the credit all goes to Godwin and to Anthony the previous week.
Is there any part as a coach that makes you think, that concerns you at all, that if they go out and have that success right away, that maybe they think it's going to continue to come easily for them? I mean, maybe there's not.
Yeah.
You're talking about
Right. Well, I think if they stop preparing the way that they have, then, yeah, it has – you know, we're not going to allow them to ever become complacent. That's an evil word around here. So it's all in how you prepare, man. And that's I've believed in that for a long, long time. And it's something that we value highly. And it's great to see young guys buy into what we're preaching and then actually seeing the fruits of that type of investment. That's pretty special to see.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Rusty Miller with Associated Press.
Hey, Coach, it's a general question, but there's something like, I think there's 10 teams in the Big Ten that are averaging 26 points a game, and it's still relatively early, but we're still over, almost halfway there. I'm just wondering, the perception might be out there in the public that offenses may have an edge on defenses. I just wondered, as a guy who played defense, whether that's accurate.
Well, that's less than 4 scores, right?
Yeah.
At least 4 in today's day and age, with the way the rules are for the offense, I think that's pretty good defense. You know, you used to say hold your opponent when I was playing 17 points or less, and you're going to win a lot of games. And now it's more 4 scores. You know, if you can keep your opponent off the scoreboard under 4 times, you got a chance to win. So it's an offensive game now. I mean, that's the bottom line. The way the rules are set up, it's pretty hard to play shut down. You know, hold guys off the scoreboard defense.
Well, not to overdo it with stats, but there's also 6 Big Ten teams in the top 19 in the nation in total defense. So I guess it's all relative that teams are scoring points, but also in comparison to everybody else, the Big Ten's holding its own on defense at least.
Yeah, I'm a pretty firm believer that stats are for losers. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think to this point, especially for us, you know, we played a Cal offense in the opener that's putting up over 50 points a game, it seems like, outside of our game. And, I don't know enough about everybody. I just, you know, at this time of the year, you're in such a, you know, such a focused, you know, on the opponent you're about to play that you know, I can only talk about the couple teams that we've prepared for in our league. And I was very impressed with – I'm very impressed with all 3 defenses that we're going to play, you know, including Minnesota this week. I mean, the 2 that we've just already played, Penn State and Wisconsin, are outstanding. And, you know, there's the same type of statement about the Gophers.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Amelia Reino with the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hi, Coach. I just wanted to ask you, you know, how much different you feel like the just the feeling surrounding the program is coming in, into this game against Minnesota, off fresh off those two really big wins versus last year, when you just had a couple of losses and then it ended up being ultimately a part of that losing streak last year.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can respect the question, but I think every team is different, and we're far from where we need to be, and that's what we went to work on this morning, and I thought the guys had a really good attitude and worked hard in practice. And I think in the first couple of weeks we couldn't get out of our own way offensively, and we couldn't sustain drives, we couldn't score points, and left our defense out to dry and left them on the field way too long, and then conversely our defense didn't do as good of a job limiting explosive plays. So I think we're playing better together as a team, playing more team-type football. And the area that, in my opinion, we've got to really improve is our special teams. We're not even close to being what we're capable of. And we better get it fixed fast because I think Minnesota is outstanding in the kicking game.
Did you feel like after those first couple rough losses, did you feel like the team was close? Did you see kind of signs that they might be close to really turning it around?
Yes and no. I mean, I think there were flashes, but we were very inconsistent. And again, you start with yourself as a coach, and you analyze why are we so inconsistent? Are we asking guys to do too much? Is it what we're teaching? Is it what we're coaching? Or is it what we're allowing guys to get away with? And we owned it, and we got together as a group, as a staff, and then with our leadership council and our captains, and we put a course of action together to get things fixed. And we've been, I guess now 4 weeks into it, and I think we're improving, but we've got a long way to go.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Your next question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb Radio.
Coach Pat, talk about Minnesota. What do you see on film this year and then last year?
Again, like I just said in the previous question, last year is done, and everybody's got different players and different teams and different things. This year I see a football team that embodies the toughness of their head coach. They're physical up front, center to the right side. Got 18, 38, and 30 starts. A 230-pound tailback, a 210-pound tailback. They run behind, I think, a very physical, very tough offensive line. And, they're going to roll at least four, maybe even five, what we call superbacks or tight ends in there. And then the receivers are big, and they're going to come punch you in the mouth offensively. And they've got great play action pass off of it, and they're going to take their shots and try to make big plays. Defensively, you see a lot of experience, and they're one of the top defenses in the country, top 20 in scoring defense. And up front, they're very athletic. Their linebackers are fast and physical, and their secondary is experienced, and they have eight interceptions. They're going to play man. They're going to get up in your face, and then you look at them in the kicking game. They've got very good skill across the board. Their kids play their butts off. I think their character is impeccable in the kicking game. And, again, I think it's a great credit to the young men and obviously to Coach Kill and the staff.
I know a lot of coaches want to have a perfect game, but is there something that you guys want to work on this week to make that a perfect game on Saturday?
I just want to find a way to win by 1 point. Football is not a game of perfect. I learned that a long time ago. But we've just got to improve in all three phases. And there's a lot of things. We don't have enough time on this call to discuss them, nor am I going to share them actually. But we're working at it, and that's all I can ask of the guys and from our staff. And if this morning's any indication, I think this team's got the right attitude right now. We just got to keep working.
Well, thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you now.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Go Cats. Bye-bye.